This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Job spends the first 12 verses of chapter 31 professing his innocence in the area of lust. He first mentions general desires, stating, "If my heart has lusted for what my eyes have seen," then he specifically talks about the lust of a man for a woman. The concluding two verses of this passage boldly say, "For lust is a shameful sin, a crime that should be punished. It's a devastating fire that destroys to hell. It would wipe out everything I own." Do you try to defend your mental playground to God? After all, you reason, who does it hurt if lustful thoughts remain just that? If I take no action, what is the harm in a little fantasy now and again? But lust is deceptive and powerful. It teases with delightful images that reveal none of the damage done to a relationship. When these thoughts are entertained, they draw the thinker deeper and deeper into the seductive realm of sin. Jesus said in Matthew 5:28, "Anyone who even looks at a woman with lust in his eye has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Harsh words. But lust isn't just a matter of the mind wandering in forbidden pastures. It invades the very center of your soul. Job's cries are an indictment of a sin that is so accepted today that it's difficult to diagnose. You need to heed his warning and make sure your thoughts are innocent.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.